Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Whether you're a singer or just someone who uses their voice for things like, I don't know, talking, winter can be tough on the old vocal cords. Coughs, colds, sore throats, all of which make using our voices a lot less pleasant, and, if you deal with it incorrectly, could lead to bigger problems down the road. Joining me here in our Soundcheck studio now is Dr. Lucian Sulika. He's the Director of Voice Disorders and Laryngology at Weill Cornell Medical Center. Lucian, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John.
So vocal problems happen year-round. Do you tend to see more people, and especially more like singers and people who need their voices in the winter?
Well, in general, yes, because of the prevalence of viruses and other infectious disease that takes advantage of the weather. But we do see them year-round.
Why do respiratory infections, flu, why do they seem to settle in our throats and our vocal cords?
Well, upper respiratory infections cause swelling. And the vocal folds are exquisitely sensitive to swelling. So, in fact, the swelling happens throughout the nose and the throat, but at the vocal folds, you hear it.
And is that why when someone has a cold, their voice sounds lower and very
Absolutely right. You know, the sound production from the vocal cords depends on vibration. And the vocal cords have a layer that's a jelly-like layer that is responsible for allowing very easy vibration with little air pressure. Well, when that layer gets swollen, it becomes thicker and heavier. So the same amount of air pressure drives the vibration, but slower. So the pitch drops. And it also becomes a little irregular, so you get what we call hoarseness. You get irregular vibration.
Now, is the way we heat our homes in the winter also a reason that you see more vocal problems at this time of year? I mean, it's usually a dry heat in our homes and offices and stuff like that.
That's absolutely a factor. Do you know, like any mechanical system, the vocal folds require lubrication. So when you take it out of the equation, you're going to be prone to more injury.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of injury, I mean, when you have a really bad sore throat, it almost feels like there's something injured. And of course, we've seen and heard some pretty big singers who've, you know, tried to push through that sort of thing. You really can injure yourself.
Absolutely. The scenario of vocal fold injury after singing sick is a very common one in performers. I was a little bit ill. I tried to do the show anyway. I didn't want to call out. And suddenly something changed, and now I'm here to have you look at my vocal folds, doctor, because even though my illness is gone, the vocal folds haven't recovered.
So what do you do for that?
Well, you have to make a right diagnosis. Typically what happens is the vocal folds, along with swelling, what comes with infectious swelling, they get a little bloodshot. And those blood vessels, which are normally there, when they're swollen, they become more fragile. So they rupture, they leak blood into that same layer that's responsible for vocal fold swelling and change the physical properties of that layer. They change it from something that's like a jelly into something that's a lot more like a spackle, which doesn't vibrate at all.
Mm.
So you get a vocal fold hemorrhage and sometimes actually a polyp.
Now, is that what happened with Adele about a year ago? Remember she had that, it was in all the papers, surgery for bleeding in her vocal cords.
Absolutely right. She had, I don't have any privileged knowledge of her case,
right,
I should say that I have the same knowledge that everybody else has from the newspaper. She had a hemorrhagic polyp, and that's a typical type of injury of the vocal folds that happens from hemorrhage. I don't know that she was ill when she got it. It can certainly happen just from intense vocal demand on perfectly healthy vocal folds.
Mm-hmm. So whether you're a singer or not, when you do have a cold and, you know, there's this constant pressure or need or desire to clear your throat because it just feels kind of gunky, is that bad for your throat?
Well, it can potentially be bad for the vocal folds. There are all kinds of injuries you can cause to your vocal folds. Typically, when I have a performer that comes in with chronic throat clearing, first of all, you want to find out what's irritating the larynx. In a situation where you're ill, well, that question's been answered. But in somebody who clears their throat constantly, week in and week out, there must be something else going on. That probably deserves a look. What I do counsel people is, instead of clearing your throat, carry a bottle of water with you, take a sip, swallow it, because when you clear, you're slamming your vocal folds together. And I don't think I need to explain that that's
probably
potentially problematic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that doesn't even sound like fun,
exactly.
Slamming your vocal folds together. We're speaking with Dr. Lucian Sulika. He's Director of Voice Disorders and Laryngology at Weill Cornell Medical Center. Before we let you go, do you have any other tips for people on keeping their voices healthy in the winter, whether we're musicians or not?
You want to think about staying well hydrated.
Yeah.
In a situation where you're not feeling well hydrated, if you're still cold from the outdoors, take a little inhale of the steam from your tea before you get into a long conversation. Let your vocal folds acclimate to the indoors.
And this is whether you're a singer or a broadcaster or just someone else.
Getting through their day, absolutely.
Getting through the day. Getting through the winter.
There's very few jobs that don't require a lot of voice use.
Right. Dr. Lucian Sulika is Director of Voice Disorders and Laryngology at Weill Cornell Medical Center here in New York. Lucian, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. Another artist who's recently suffered from vocal troubles, John Mayer. Turns out he very much did need a doctor during his recent vocal setback. He's now making a comeback after undergoing two surgeries on his vocal cords.